You're listening to House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, RiversideMinistries.com. I'm Paul Miller.
My load is much lighter, my pathway is brighter these days. Because of salvation, there's no condemnation like the old.
Article called Stunned by His Grace, Max Lucado writes, I was mulling over a recent conversation I had with a disenchanted Christian brother. He was upset with me, so upset that he was considering rescinding his invitation for me to come and speak at his group. Seems he'd heard I was pretty open about who I have fellowship with. He'd read the words I wrote, if God calls a person his child, shouldn't I call him my brother? And if God accepts others with their errors and misinterpretations, shouldn't we? Well, he didn't like that. Carrying it a bit too far, he told me. Fences are necessary, he explained. Scriptures are clear on such matters. He read me a few and then urged me to be careful to whom I give grace. I don't give grace, I assured. I only spotlight where God already has. Later, I had a great thought. A why didn't I think to say that insight. If the subject resurfaces, I'll say it. But in case it doesn't, I'll say it to you. It's too good to waste. Just one sentence. I've never been surprised by God's judgment, but I'm still stunned by His grace. Story after story, prayer after prayer, surprise after surprise. It seems that God is looking more for ways to get us home than for ways to keep us out. I challenge you to find one soul who came to God seeking grace and did not find it. Search the pages, read the stories, envision the encounters, and find one person who came seeking a second chance and left with a stern lecture. I dare you. Search. You won't find it. Seems to me God gives a lot more grace than we'd ever imagine. Max Lucado.
May your lovely grace abound in me, and may your love be shared with others through these open arms. Make this heart a place where tender mercy overflows. Take these feet to where your deep compassion always goes, to the places where your children are in need. And may your lovely grace abound in me. May your lovely grace abound in me. And may your good bring joy to others through these helping hands. Let these eyes not turn away from suffering and shame. Make these ears hear clearly when the broken cry in pain. Give these lips the words that bring them heavenly peace. And may your lovely grace abound in me. May your lovely grace abound in me. And may your light break forth like dawn, your healing fill our days. When we see the naked, may our heads not turn away. Let your righteousness and glory fill all of our days. Loose the chains and help us set the captive free. And may your lovely grace abound in me.
You'll find no peace until you seek its face.
Calvaryman Quartet. And now here's the Imperials with a question. Will you be a place of grace? Will you be the ambassador of Christ to share God's grace with others?
The sea of souls all around is longing for searching for a promise, crying out for peace. They have nowhere to run. See the people ending up all alone. Will you be a place of grace? Will you shine the light of mercy along the way? Will you stand with
What a great challenge on House of Praise. Will you stand with open arms and display God's love to others? House of Praise is a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. RiversideMinistries.com. I'm Paul Miller. We'll see you next time.
Open your eyes to the lives He lives to save.